Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jay Flynn, who is with Creating Your Space, a website developer who specializes in the flooring industry. Jay, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on this morning, Kemp.
Sure. I wanted to talk to you because we did some research a couple of months ago for Floor Focus magazine, and we asked retailers where they were spending their money to promote themselves. And we noticed a shift that was not a surprise. We found out that Yellow Pages had gone from 18% of their budget down to 11% of their budget. And Internet advertising had gone from 11% of their budget up to 18% of their budget. And that's over a one-year period, probably the most drastic change of all the other areas where they were spending money to promote themselves. And again, like
right.
I said, not a surprise. Talk a little bit about what you're seeing out there.
Well, I think that's just a direct following of how consumers are changing how they're searching for flooring and for flooring stores. If you look at the data, and this is a little bit dated, but it was over 70% of consumers, first thing they're doing is looking online for websites before they go to flooring stores.
Mm-hmm.
So it would follow if that's where they're going first, versus to the Yellow Pages, that's where the retailers need to focus more of their marketing.
Actually, the Internet has changed the way the consumer shops. What kind of statistics do you have? I know you guys are able to track actually how they move through the websites. What can you tell us about how the consumer browses through a website looking for flooring?
Absolutely. I'll hit on that, but the starting point is really that shopping process. You know, what forget about flooring when consumers are buying any product. They're trying to go online and learn as much as they can about it to start the process so that their time is more efficient when they're out shopping live, and also they're able to narrow down their choices. If you look at the macro data on the number of shopping appointments, 10 years ago, it used to be 4 to 5 appointments in different stores before they made a flooring purchase, whereas the data today is about half of that. That doesn't mean they're shopping less. It just means they are filtering online. They're narrowing down their choices. They're learning more about what they want to do. And that leads specifically into your question, what are they doing on websites? Well, it varies depending on what the flooring retailer is offering. But if the flooring retailer is offering something beyond their name and address and phone number and a brief description of their store, a lot of the consumers will start that process.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically, our data shows, because all of our retailers have a full product catalog, that about 70% of the consumer's time while they're on that website is looking at product, whether it's in the product catalog or in visualization tools that we offer. They want to see the hardwood or the carpet or the tile or the stone, et cetera, and then they want to see it in realistic room settings if given that opportunity.
Yeah. Well, but they also, correct me if I'm wrong, but I bet you if you've got a little click on your site that says About Us, I bet they're going over there, and they want to size you up, don't they?
Oh, sure. Yeah, there's still that initial process of getting to know who the company is.
Yeah.
But they can quickly, you know, regardless of what sort of website a dealer has, and a kind of a web brochure would have a description of their company and a phone number and an address and some basics. And those are the basics that any consumer is going to want to look at as they want to get a feel for you.
Mm-hmm.
But then it depends on whether they just went in and did that and 45 seconds later they were done and they were on looking for somebody else. Or if you were offering them more to help them in their shopping experience, they're more likely to spend minute after minute on your site, which of course means that's time they're not spent looking at your competitor.
Yeah. Now, I don't want you to give away any trade secrets or anything, but have you figured out what is the most effective thing that a flooring retailer can do to get them out of staring at a screen and get them in the car to come see them? Is there an offer, or what makes them come to the store?
And I don't think it's any huge trade secret. You want to engage that consumer, and you want to do one of two things. Either pull them to come into your store or give you an opportunity to reach reach out to them by getting them to register on your site. And they're not going to do that just by seeing the basic information. You've got to give them a reason to want to save some information or, as you mentioned, make an offer on the site that requires them to either print something out that they can take into your store or, as beneficial, to register on your site and give you their name, phone number, email, address, etc., in order to either qualify for the promotion or save the products or the room themes that they configured on your site or anything else that you can use to entice them to start the shopping process specifically with you versus your competitor.
Now, like I said when I introduced you, you've basically built a business around developing websites for flooring retailers. And if you're a flooring retailer and you want to either start a website, hopefully by now you've got something, but if you want to enhance your website, why do you think it's important for them to go with creating your space with your specialty versus just going with the website developer that's down the street?
Well, the key are those items that we just touched on right there. Is there's almost any website provider can provide you a very nice-looking, well-laid-out website that graphically is appealing, and that's going to get the basic information across to a consumer. But if you want to engage that consumer and pull them into your site and have them spend more time and give them more opportunities to either call you, click for an appointment, or register on your site, you have to have content, graphics, visuals, product catalogs, etc. And since we specialize in the industry and we have a product catalog with over 150 manufacturers and over 100,000 SKUs available for you to pick and choose and only show that consumer products that are available in your store, those are some of the many advantages we bring to the table for a flooring retailer that they can't get from their local website provider.
Yeah. Do you have the ability to allow them to plug a photo in so that they can visualize any type of floor in their own room scene? Or
absolutely, that's part of that visualization tool that I referenced. Mm-hmm. We have generic room scenes where they can drop products in and look at them, but we also give the ability for that consumer to take a digital photo of the room they want you to put new flooring in and send it to us through you and the website. They only know they're interacting with you. They don't know we're on the other end.
Right.
And then we do a process called offering that room, and it allows them to render your product that you're offering them into the room.
Right.
So at that point, since they've had to register to do that, you know who they are, you know what room they want flooring in, and you even know what products they want. It's what we call the ultimate lead for the flooring retailer. And the beauty of our program is it requires no software for the home buyer. We do all that work on a manual basis, so all they have to do is be able to take a digital photo of their room.
All right. Well, we're about to run out of time. There's another thing that I wish we had a little bit more time to talk about, and that's another reason to probably consider using you who specialize in this business is you know how to optimize the search engine performance. If somebody, say, goes into Google or Bing and types in carpet in Manchester or something like that, you know how to make them pop up first. Why don't we just say if they're more interested in using your service, they can go to your website, which is creatingyourspace.com, right?
Absolutely. That's the best way to learn about us and reach us directly.
Yeah. Okay, Jay, well, it's good to talk to you. I've been talking to Jay Flynn with Creating Your Space, a website developer who specializes in the flooring industry, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.